Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们，早上好。
As we come to look in the Word of God,
当我们来这里查考主的话的时候，
there's a principle of Bible study that's absolutely indispensable.
有一个查经的一个原则是必不可少的。
There are many helps in studying the Bible.
在我们读经的时候，你可以得到很多的帮助。
There are atlases and concordances and commentaries.
有很多关于圣经的评论。
Many helps.
很多很多的帮助。
But at the end of the day, we must come as little children before the Lord.
但是到了末了，我们必须要像小孩子一样来到主的面前。
He's promised to reveal himself.To little children.
因为他应允他要向小孩子们显现。
Only he can work in us that attitude of childlikeness.
只有当他在我们里面工作的时候，当我们有小孩子的样式的时候，才可以让我们能够加增。
Before we pray together, I'd like to share one passage from 2 Kings.
当我交通以前，我想有一节圣经在列王记下。
It's in 2 Kings chapter 4, and you remember the story. It's about the widow that had to gather empty vessels.
你记得在列王记下面讲到这样的一个故事，有这样一个寡妇，她要去借着很多空的器皿。
In chapter 4, verse 3, just the last part, it says, Go borrow vessels, even Empty vessels do not get a few.
列王记下四章三节的后半部分说，你去向你众邻居借空器皿，不要少借。
And after the Lord had filled all those vessels, in verse 6, she said, bring me another vessel.
当主把这些器皿都填满的时候，又跟他说，你再去给我拿一个器皿来。
And her son answered, there's not a vessel more.
他的儿子就回答说，再没有器皿了。
And at the end of verse 6, we read, the oil stopped.
然后到了第六节的末了就说油就止住了。
I believe what the Lord is teaching us is that He is prepared this weekend to give us as much as we are prepared To receive.
我想在这个周末主要教导我们的就是他要尽我们所能的要给我们来。
His revelation always waits on our capacity.
他的启示总是要等候着我们的里面的容量。
What the woman was to bring was empty vessels.
这个妇人要拿来的是一些空的器皿。
If we come with emptiness, the Lord will fill us.
如果我们是空空而来，我们的主就会来充满我们。
Let's pray together.
我们一起来祷告。
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for the indwelling Holy Spirit.
亲爱的天父，我们为住在我们里面的圣灵，我们来感谢你。
We know it's His privilege and desire to point our hearts to the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们知道是他的一个渴慕要把我们来指向我们的主。
We pray that you would enable us to open our mouths wide that we might receive all you want to give.
我们愿意你让我们的嘴能打开能够来受你所给我们的。
We thank you that you're going to meet with us.
我们谢谢你因为你要在这里遇见我们。
Not because we deserve that,But because we come in the all-prevailing name of our Lord Jesus.
不是我们配，而是靠着你全备的能量，你的全备的名。
In Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
Well, it's a great joy to be with you again.
再一次与大家在一起，实在是一个极大的喜乐。
My Lillian sends her regrets that she could not join us.
我们弟兄的太太给我们说，她不能可惜不能和我们在一起。
She has sort of a hard time traveling.
因为她旅行起来比较困难。
But she assured me that she would be remembering us in prayer.
但是她在那里保证说她要为我们来祷告。
I'm very certain that the Lord desires to reveal Himself in a special way this weekend.
我特别的觉得主在这个周末要特别的要向我们来启示他自己。
I've come because I believe I can share whatever light the Lord's given me of Himself.
我之所以来，是因为我相信主能把他给我里面的一点亮光与你们交通。
And I pray you've come for the same reason to see the Lord.
我想你们来到这里也是为了同一个目的，就是来面见我们的主。
If we didn't meet with the Lord, there would be no purpose in gathering.
如果我们不能见到我们的主，我们就没有来聚集的目的。
For the past year or so, I've been enjoying the Lord in the book of Judges.
在过往的一年，我在士师记里面，我在那里特别的享用我们的主。
I've been instructed in every part of that wonderful book.
在这卷书里面，每一个部分都在那里教导我。
There are six judges whose stories are told in detail.
有六个士师，他们的故事都有很详细的来给我们讲。
And the study of every judge has ministered to my heart.
每一个士师，他们的故事都在我的心里面来教导我。
But when I came to the sixth judge, Samson.
但是当我读到最后的那个士师，参孙。
I was wonderfully challenged and enlightened.
他就在那里挑战我，也让我来得启蒙。
In their own way, each judge pointed me to the Lord Jesus.
每一个士师都把我来指向我们的主。
But the story of Samson had a great impact on my life.
但是参孙的故事在我的生命里面有了一个极大的影响。
I'd like to share the Samson story again with you and emphasize what God has begun to teach me.
我想借着参孙的故事来向你们来强调主怎么样在我的心里面来教导我。
I have no doubt that all of you or most of you are familiar with the story of Samson.
我想你们每一个人都对参孙的故事非常的熟悉。
I don't think I'll give you any facts that you don't know.
我想不会有什么一些事实你们是不知道的。
But perhaps if we see the truth as it is in Jesus,
但是如果我们看见在我们主耶稣里面的这个真理的时候，
it may cause us to bow down and worship as the Apostle John did.
就像让我们要在他的面前来低头来敬拜他。
Now clearly in the four sessions, the four privileges I have,
我们一共有四堂的信息，让我能够有这样一个权利与你们交通。
We will not have time to look at everything.
当然我们没有时间把每一个细节都看到。
But I want to dip into this familiar story of Samson.
但是我们愿意看参孙的一个我们很熟悉的这个故事。
With a prayer, not that we see Samson, but that we see Jesus.
让我们有一个祷告，我们不是看见的是参孙，而是看见的是耶稣。
In this first study, which is sort of an introduction,
我们今天的第一堂，我们来只是做一个概略。
I'd like to give an overview of the whole record of Samson's life.
我们把参孙一生的这个记录，我们做一个大概的一个了解。
God's original intention for Samson.
神对参孙的一个原来的目的。
How Samson departed from that original intention.
参孙是如何的来离弃这样原来的目的。
And how finally God brought him to the place where God's purpose was fulfilled.
主怎样在最后把他带到他起初的目的，让他的旨意能够成就。
Before we look in detail at some of that, I'd like to give a few general observations.
当我们详细查考这件事以前，我想给大家一个概要。
The first observation is Samson's place in the book of Judges.
第一个我们要看到的就是参孙在士师记里面他所处的这个位置。
The record of Samson is different than the record of all the other judges.
关于参孙的记载与其他士师的记载都完全不一样。
As you go through the book of Judges, the emphasis seems to be on the nation.
当你看士师记，好像这个强调的是关于这个以色列民。
There's a summary of the book of Judges in the book of Psalms, and I'd like to read. It's a little lengthy, but I'd like to read that summary.
在诗篇里面好像有对这个士师记的一个总结。
It's in Psalm 106, and I'll read verses 34 to 36.
在诗篇106篇，我们读34到36节。
They did not destroy the peoples as the Lord commanded them, but they mingled with the nations and learned their practices and served their idols, which became a snare to them.
他们不照耶和华所吩咐的灭绝外邦人，凡与他们混杂相合，学习他们的行为，侍奉他们的偶像，这就成了自己的网罗。
And then drop down to verse 41.
然后我们再来到41节。
Then he gave them into the hand of the nations, and those who hated them ruled over them. Their enemies also oppressed them. They were subduedUnder their power, many times he would deliver them. They, however, were rebellious in their counsel and so sank down in their iniquity. Nevertheless, he looked upon their distress, and when he heard their cry, he remembered his covenant for their sake. He relented according to the greatness of his loving kindness. He also made them objects of compassion in the presence of all their captors.
四十一节，将他们交在外邦人的手里，恨他们的人就辖制他们，他们的仇敌也欺压他们，他们就伏在敌人手下。他屡次搭救他们，他们却设谋悖逆，因自己的罪孽降为卑下。然而他听见他们哀告的时候，就眷顾他们的急难，为他们纪念他的约，照他丰盛的慈爱后悔。他也使他们在凡掳掠他们的人面前蒙连续。
When God's people turn from the Lord, He chastened them.
当神的百姓来悖逆神的时候，神就责罚他们。
The story is repeated over and over again in the book of Judges.
在士师记这样的故事就一次一次的重复他的自己。
Sometimes He used the Ammonites.
有时候他们是用这个亚玛利人。
Sometimes he used the Amalekites.
有时候他们就用这个亚门人。
Sometimes the Canaanites.
有时候就用这个迦南人。
In the story of Samson, it's the Philistine.
在参孙的故事里面是非利士人。
Chapter 13, verse 1 in the book of Judges.
在士师记13章第一节。
Now the sons of Israel again did evil in the sight of the Lord, so that the Lord gave them into the hands of the Philistines 40 years.
以色列人又行耶和华眼中看为恶的事，耶和华将他们交在非利士人中40年。
Sometimes the oppression lasted 7 or 8 years.
有时候这样的欺压就延续了七八年。
Two times, the oppression lasted 18 years.
有两次这样的欺压就持续了18年。
But the one we're looking at lasted 40 years.
但是这次就持续了有40年。
The book of Judges repeats the cycle over and over.
在士师记这样的循环就一再一再的发生。
Six times, God says, they sinned.I chastened, they repented, I deliver.
有六次神就这样说，他们犯罪，然后我就责罚他们，然后他们悔改，然后我就拯救他们。
Let me illustrate by several verses on how God responded when they cried.
我在这里举几个例子，让我们看见当他们在那里呼求神的时候，神怎样来答应他们。
Judges 3:9, when the sons of Israel cried to the Lord raised up a deliverer for the sons of Israel to deliver them.
四世纪九章三章九节，以色列人呼求耶和华的时候，耶和华就为他们兴起一位拯救者救他们。
Once again, verse 15, chapter 3. When the sons of Israel cried to the Lord raised up a deliverer.
十五节，以色列人呼求耶和华的时候，耶和华就为他们兴起一位拯救者。
Chapter 4, verse 3.
第四章第三节。
The sons of Israel cried to the Lord.
以色列人就呼求耶和华。
Chapter 6, verse 6 and 7.
第六章六七节。
Israel was brought low because of Midian, and the sons of Israel cried to the Lord. It came about when the sons of Israel cried to the Lord on account of Midian. And he tells the story.
以色列人因米甸人的缘故极其穷乏，就呼求耶和华。以色列人因米甸人的缘故呼求耶和华。
One more verse, chapter 10, verse 10.
第十章十节。
The sons of Israel cried to the Lord, saying, We have sinned against you. Indeed, we've forsaken our God, served the Baal.
以色列人哀求耶和华说，我们得罪了你，因为离弃了我们神，去侍奉朱巴利。
In the story of each judge, the nation came to the place where they cried to the Lord.
在讲到每一个事实的时候，都看见以色列民他们来到主的面前来呼求耶和华。
But not in the story of Samson.
但是你在参孙的故事里面没有看到这一点。
They didn't cry to the Lord in the story of Samson.
他们在参孙的故事里面没有呼求耶和华。
Samson cried to the Lord.
而是参孙在那里呼求耶和华。
That's different.
你看到差别了吗？
That makes his story unique.
这就让他的故事变得很独特。
The record of Samson is not primarily about the nation, it's about the man.
在参孙的故事不是来谈到以色列国，而是谈到这个人。
Samson is the final judge, and it's a summary of the whole book of Judges.
参孙是士师记里面最后的一位士师，他也是士师记的一个总结。
His life is a picture of what was happening in Israel.
他的一生就让我们看见在以色列人里面所发生的一个故事。
Let me just give a Bible principle on the side here.
我先讲一个圣经里面的一个原则。
When you study the Bible under the guidance of the Holy Spirit,
当你在圣灵的带领下来读经的时候
，The truth is equally applicable for the individual and for the group.
这个真理对于我们个人或对于我们团体来说都是一样有效的。
Whatever applies to you can apply to the body of Christ.
来，能应用到你身上的，也能应用到基督的身体。
Whatever applies to the body of Christ can be applied to you.
能够应用到基督的身体上面的，也能应用到你的身上。
The fact that Israel turned from the Lord, God chasing them, they cried and they came back.
我们看见以色列民他们悖逆神，然后神责罚他们，然后他们呼求神。
We see that same cycle in Samson.
我们也在参孙的一生看到这样同样的一个循环。
As I suggested, I know you haven't come to see Samson. You've come to see Jesus.
就像我刚才讲到的，你们来不是来看参孙，而是来看耶稣。
But his story leads us to Jesus.
但是他的故事把我们带到我们主的面前。
Samson is the sad story of Israel.
参孙的故事是一个以色列的一个悲惨的故事。
It's a sad story of Samson.
也是他自己的一个悲惨的故事。
It could be your story or mine.
也可以是你的故事，也可能是我的故事。
So what I'd like to do this morning to get us in the mood for this study.
我想早晨为了把我们带到这样的一个情景的里面。
I'd like to give you the whole story in one lesson.
我想今天在第一堂我们就把整个的故事我们讲一遍。
How God begins, how it continues, how it ends.
我们的主怎我们的神怎样开始怎样的来继续怎样让他来结束。
So if you'll be a little patient just to get this donkey work before us.
如果你们要有点耐心的话我们就把这些来讲一遍。
All who have ever studied the story of Samson have discovered that it began before he was born.
所有来研读参孙的故事的人都知道他的故事在他出生以前就开始了。
It's important to see this if we're going to see God's heart.
当我们要看神的心的时候，我们必须很重要的要看到这一点。
Judges chapter 13 and verse 5.
在士师记的十三章第五节。
Behold, you shall conceive and give birth to a son. No razor shall come upon his head. The boy shall be a Nazarite to God from the womb.He shall begin to deliver Israel from the hands of the Philistines.
你必怀孕生一个儿子，不可用剃头刀剃他的头，因为这孩子一出胎就归神做拿细尔人。他必起手拯救以色列人脱离非利士人的手。
Before he was born, it was prophesied that he would be a Nazarite to God from his birth.
当他出生以前就有一个预言让他要做拿细尔人来归给神。
Now those who study Samson are puzzled by this fact.
那些研究参孙的人为了这件事情就很疑惑。
A Nazarite is someone set apart who's dedicated to the Lord.
拿细尔人是要离俗归给神的。
A lifeLong Nazarite is one who set apart from his birth all the days of his life.
那个一生要做拿细尔人的，就是要从他出生的时候就要归给神。
Samson seems to be the opposite of dedicated to the Lord.
参孙好像是让我们看起来与归给神这件事情很相反。
Morally, he was a mess.
看在他的道德的上面，他好像很混乱。
He was a womanizer.
他在那里是来追求妇人的、女人的。
He was vindictive.
他很有报复的心。
He was proud.
他在那里又很骄傲。
And God said he'll be a Nazarite.
但是神说他要成为拿细尔人。
So there must be something we don't see.
必须有一些东西是我们看不见的。
We need to look a little deeper.
所以我们要更深入的来看。
The book of Hebrews lists him with men of faith.
在希伯来书里面把他和那些有信心的伟人列在一起。
So what I'd like to focus on, God assisting, is the heart Nazarite.
所以我们来在这里重点要看的，如果神来帮助我们，就是让我们看见要从内心来做拿细尔人。
Samson clearly was not a heart Nazarite.
参孙不是心里面来讲，他不是一个拿细尔人。
Actually, he was at the beginning.
也许他开始的时候，他其实他是的。
And he was at the end.
他在末了的时候，他也是。
But the record talks about the middle.
但是这个记载讲到了中间所发生的一切。
How does God work in an individual?To bring him to the place where he's a heart Nazarite all the days of his life.
神是怎样要做工把一个人来变成让他一生都要做一个真心的拿细尔人呢?
If we are going to understand God's heart, we need to have an understanding. What is a heart Nazarite?
如果我们要明白神的心的话,我们必须要明白什么是真心的拿细尔人。
Let me illustrate it by the three requirements of a Nazarite that are given in Numbers chapter 6.
我想在借着民数记第六章的那里三个记载，我们看，什么是一个真心的拿细尔人。
You may be familiar with these three rules, these three laws.
你也许你们对这三条的规章很熟悉。
The first is in verses 3 and 4 of Numbers 6.
在民数记第六章第一处讲到第三节。
He shall abstain from wine and strong drink. He shall drink no vinegar, whether made from wine or strong drink, nor shall he drink any grape juice, nor eat fresh or dried grapes. All the days of his separation, he shall not eat anything produced by the grapevine, from the seeds even to the skin.
他就要远离清酒浓酒，也不可喝什么清酒浓酒做的醋，不可喝什么葡萄汁，也不可吃鲜葡萄和干葡萄。在一切离熟的日子，凡葡萄树上结的、自核、制皮所做的物都不可吃。
Let me get the three requirements before you and then look at the spiritual significance.
我们先把这个三个条件讲出来，然后我们再看它属灵的意义。
The second law is in verse 6.
第二条律法是在第六节。
All the days of his separation to the Lord, he shall not go near to a dead person.
在他离俗归耶和华的一切日子，不可挨近死尸。
Later we find that that was not restricted to a dead person.
后来我们就看见不仅仅是局限于一个死人而已。
It's death, all death.
而是所有的死亡。
He couldn't kick a dead bird off his property.
如果有一个鸟死在他的产业上面，他不能把它踢走。
I'm filling you in on a few details, but I don't want to take time to read them.
我只是给你们讲一些小的细节，但是我不要花时间来一处一处的读。
To be a Nazarite was voluntary.
要做拿细尔人，你是要自愿的。
You could be a Nazarite for a day, a week, a month, a year.
你可以做一天的拿细尔人，也可以做一星期，或者做一个月，或者一年。
You could say, I'll be a Nazarite, make a vow for 10 years.
你也可以在这里来发誓做拿细尔人做十年。
God left that up to you.
神把这一点留给你自己来做决定。
He was underscoring the point that to be a Nazarite is a choice. You can be a volunteer.
他强调的就是说，你要做拿细尔人，完全是出于你的自愿。
Let's say, for example, I gave a Nazarite vow for 2 years.
举个例子，我来说，我发誓要做拿细尔人做两年。
And I had almost completed my vow.
我可能已经要完成我的誓言了。
I had 1 day left.
我还有一天。
A friend or a family member suddenly had a heart attack.
有一个朋友或者一个家人突然得了一个心脏病。
I reached over and I caught the person before they fell.
我就冲过去来抱住这个人，当他倒下以前。
But they had already died and now they're dead in my arms.
但是他已经死了，他就死在我的怀里。
I have violated the law of the Nazarite.
所以我就冒犯了做拿细尔人的条例。
And I had to start all over.
所以我就要重新开始。
I wasn't released from my vow.
并没有能够让我可以从誓言里面解脱出来。
If I was 5 minutes before a 10-year vow.
纵然是在五分钟以前都要结束这十年的这个誓言。
And I broke the vow, I'd have to begin the 10 years all over again.
如果我破除了这个誓言，我就要从头开始这个十年的经历。
That's the second law of the Nazarite. You can't touch death.
这就是拿细尔人的第二个条例，你不能接挨近死尸。
Numbers chapter 6 verse 5, the third law.
第三个条例，在第六章第五节。
All the days of the vows of separation, no razor shall pass over his head. He shall be holy until his days are fulfilled, which he separated to the Lord. He shall let the locks of his hair on his head grow long.
在他一切许愿离俗的日子，不可用剃头刀剃头，要由发揪长长了。他要圣洁，直到离俗归耶和华的日子满了。
All right, let me look quickly at the spiritual significance of those three laws.
我们现在来看这三个条例的它们背后的属灵含义。
You can't touch anything from the natural vine.
你不能摸任何的这个酒。
You can't touch corruption or death.
你也不能来碰死尸或者朽坏。
And you can't cut that which is rooted in the head.
你也不能来剃掉你头上的这些发。
Let me begin from the vine.
我们先从酒开始讲起。
Everything that issued from the natural vine had to be rejected.
所有从酒而来的都必须要弃绝。
From the grape to anything produced by the grape, even to the skin and the seed.
从葡萄来的，或者说从葡萄的副产品，从它的皮和它的核。
I think it would be true not only of me, but anyone who studies the Nazarite.
我想对我们大家来讲都是，当我们来研究这个拿细耳人的时候，
When you read, don't touch anything that comes from the vine, my heart automatically said, wait a minute, Jesus is the vine.
当我们来看这个从这个葡萄 枝来的这件我们不能摸的时候，我们马上就说：“等一等，难道不是说主耶稣他是那葡萄树吗？”
And I began to see that there was a contrast between the heart Nazarite and Jesus as the true vine.
我们马上就看见这里有一个区别，讲到做真心做拿细耳人和耶稣这个葡萄树。
And I believe the Lord is saying the heart Nazarite is the Old Testament picture of what it means for the branch to abide in the vine.
我是这样想的，我觉得主在这里让我们看见的，讲到这个真心做拿细耳人的，是讲到我们在新约里面讲到葡萄树上的枝子。
He mentions wine as an illustration of everything that comes from the vine.
他讲到这个酒是从葡萄树上来的一切的东西。
What does wine picture in the Bible?
在圣经里面讲到这个葡萄树的这个图画是怎么样呢？
Psalm 104, verse 15.
在诗篇104篇第15节。
Wine which makes man's heart glad.
酒能使人喜乐。
Ecclesiastes 10:19.
在传道书第10章19节。
Men prepare a meal for enjoyment. Wine makes life merry.
设摆筵席是为喜笑，酒能使人快活。
The book of Ecclesiastes presents a life under the sun, out of fellowship with God.
在传道书里面就讲，在这个日光之下，我们与主交通的一个生活。
Wine is the best this world has to offer.
酒好像是这个世界所能提供应给我们最好的东西。
It's a symbol for joy. Wine makes your heart merry.
它是让我们喜乐的一个象征，因为它讲到酒能使人快活。
But it's the joy that leaves you with a hangover.
但是这个喜乐让我们会有一个宿醉。
What book in the Bible follows the book of Ecclesiastes?
在传道书下面的一卷书是什么呢？
It's the Song of Solomon.
是所罗门的雅歌。
Song of fellowship with the Lord Jesus.
是讲到与主交通的一个雅歌。
You're only two verses deep in that book, and we read this.
你只需要读两节的圣经，你就看到这一点。
May he kiss me with the kisses of his mouth. Your love is better than wine.
愿他用口与我亲嘴，因你的爱情比酒更美。
That's why we have the contrast in Ephesians 5:18.
这就是为什么我们看到在以弗所书第五章十八节里面有这样的一个对比。
Do not get drunk with wine, but be filled with the Spirit.
你们不要醉酒，反要被圣灵充满。
The vine in Judges, or rather in Numbers, is the natural vine.
在民数记里面看到这个酒是那些天然的酒。
In New Testament words, no confidence in the flesh.
在新约里面却讲到你不要在你的肉体上来自满。
I'm not the vine, Jesus is the vine.
我不是这个葡萄树，耶稣是葡萄树。
Everything that comes from me is rejected.
从我所有从我而来的都要被弃绝。
Christ is the source of joy.
只有基督才是我们喜乐的源头。
Now that picture carries through to the second law.
这样的一个图画就让我们读到第二个条例。
Matthew 8:22, Jesus said, "Follow me, allow the dead to bury the dead."
在马太福音八章二十二节里面，耶稣说：“你们要跟从我，让死人埋葬他们的死人。”
The branch is to live by the life of the vine.
我们做枝子的，我们要活在这个葡萄树上。
And you'll find as you live by the life of the vine.That you'll be separated from death.
当你要看见你的生命是与葡萄树连在一起的话，你就与死亡分别。
You may depart from dead schools.
你也许要离开一个坏的学校。
Dead social events.
一个死亡的一个社交的生活。
Maybe you'll break off for some dead friends that you have.
也许你有一些让你觉得死亡的一些朋友们
，dead habits, you're just separated from corruption.
那些让你死亡的一些习惯，你就与他们来分别。
A heart Nazarite finds the Lord as his source of fruit.
一个真心做拿细耳人的，他们是要从主那里得到他的源头。
The heart Nazarite draws life.From the vine and is free from corruption.
一个真心的拿细耳人要从葡萄树来获取生命，这个生命是没有死亡的。
What's the significance of the cut hair?
剃头是什么意思呢？
I think there's two answers. Number one, the hair is an outward symbol.
我想有两个答案。第一，就是说讲到这个头发是我们外面的一个象征。
It's a testimony of who you are.
这是你是谁的这样的一个见证。
If someone were walking down the street, I wouldn't be able to tell by looking whether he had raisins on his cereal in the morning.
一个人在街上行走的时候，我看不出来他是不是早晨他吃这个 cereal 的时候有没有放葡萄干。
I wouldn't know by looking if he had scraped honey out of a dead carcass of a lion. I wouldn't know that.
我也看不到他是不是要从一个死的狮子里面把这个蜂蜜来拿出来，我看不出来。
But if he had been a Nazarite for a period of time, I could tell by his appearance that he was a Nazarite.
但是如果他已经做拿细耳人做了一段时间了，我从他的外表我就看出来他是拿细耳人。
The hair is living.
我们的头发其实是活的。
And it's connected to the head.
而且是与你的头连在一起的。
Like the branch is connected to the vine.
就像这个葡萄的枝子和葡萄树连在一起。
And if we, as Samson did,allows the world to cut that living union from the head.
如果我们要让像参孙一样让这个世界把我们与这个头的相连来隔绝出来来切掉。
And we violate that Nazarite vow.
我们就在这里冒犯了这个第三个条例。
Now, that might seem complicated because it's Old Testament picture form.
好像看起来比较复杂，因为是在用这个旧约的一个图画的这样的一个形式。
But if we keep relating, as I will this weekend, the Old Testament with the New Testament, it will be clear.
如果我们一直的把旧约和新约的他们的之间的关系，我们来找出来，我们就会很清楚了。
The Old Testament gives the same truth negatively.
这个旧约它就从一个反面来让我们看见同样的一个真理。
The Old Testament picture, the negative, don't touch what comes from the vine.
这个负面的讲到就说你不要碰这样的东西，这个酒。
Don't touch death.
你不要碰死亡。
Don't sever the hair from the living head.
不要把你的发揪与你的活的头来切掉。
The New Testament is positive.Except what comes from the vine.
新约里面就是从正面的讲，你要从葡萄树那里来获取。
Live by the life of the vine.
你靠着葡萄树的生命而活。
And don't be a branch cut off from the vine.
你做一个枝子，不要被从树上切下来了。
And so I just wanted to get that before you as the heart Nazarite.
我只是想把这样的一个比较放在你们的面前，让我们看什么是真心的拿细尔人。
So, I'll be talking about what does it mean to abide in Christ.
所以我要讲的就是怎么样是住在基督的里面。
We're going to use Samson as an illustration.
我们用参孙来做一个例子。
Now, from the record, we know that Samson was not a heart Nazarite.
我们看这个记载，我们知道参孙不是一个真心的拿细尔人。
Let me tell you the whole story in one shot, and then Lord helping us, we'll take it apart.
我们先一下子把他的故事来讲一遍，然后我们再如果主愿意的话，我们再一段的讲。
The illustration of Samson, as I said, can be an illustration of any group or.Any individual.
参孙的例子，它可以应用到每一个人或者一群人的身上。
It's God's intention that everyone in this room be a lifelong heart Nazarite.
主愿意我们在这个所有房间里面的人都让我们做一生来做拿细尔人。
The reason He allowed people to choose was to underscore.That it's voluntary.
他让我们来做一个选择，这样的一个目的就是为了来强调这是一个自愿的事情。
Many people who study Samson think the story begins in chapter 14, verse 1.
很多人研究参孙，以为这个故事是从第十四章第一节开始的。
Samson went down to Timnah.Saw a woman in Timnah, one of the daughters of the Philistine.
参孙下到亭拿，在那里看见一个女子，是非利士人的女儿。
But that's not where the story begins.
但是这不是故事的起头。
It begins in chapter 13 and verse 25.
是从十三章二十五节那里就开始了。
The spirit of the Lord began to stir him in Mahanadan between Zorah and Eshtol.
在马哈尼但就是索拉和以实陶中间耶和华的灵才感动他。
That single verse tells us of the beginning of Samson.
这一节圣经就看见让我们看见参孙的起头。
He started out well.
他的开始是其实还是蛮不错的。
The Spirit of the Lord was inspiring him.
因为耶和华的灵在那里感动他。
He was blessed by God.
他被神来赐福。
Now, the Holy Spirit doesn't tell us how many years he got it right.
这里圣灵没有告诉我们他有多少年他一直是正直的。
It only tells us that he had a good beginning.
只是简单的告诉我们他有一个好的起初。
He started off right.
他开始是对的。
But something happened.
但是有一件事情发生了。
It happens to groups.
在这个一个群体上面。
Happens to families.
对一个家庭上面。
Happens to church assemblies.
对一个教会而言。
Happens to individuals.
也对一个人而言。
What happened?
发生了什么事呢？
Samson somehow turned away from all that was pictured by the Nazarite vow.
参孙就向这个拿细尔人这个启示的这个图画来，他来偏离了。
Let's look at what happened. I'm going to read the first three verses of chapter 14.
我们看接下来发生了什么事情。我们读十四章的三节圣经前三节。
Samson went down to Timnah, saw a woman in Timnah, one of the daughters of the Philistines. So he came back and told his father and mother, I saw a woman in Timnah, one of the daughters of the Philistines. Now therefore, go get her for me as a wife. Then his father and his mother said to him, Is there no woman among the daughters of your relatives?Or among our own people, that you go take a wife from the uncircumcised Philistines? But Samson said to his father, Get her for me, for she looks good to me.
第一节，参孙下到亭拿，在那里看见一个女子，是非利士人的女儿。参孙上来禀告他父母说，我在亭拿看见一个女子，是非利士人的女儿，愿你们给我娶来为妻。他父母说，在你弟兄的女儿中，或在本国的民中，岂没有一个女子，何至你去在未受割礼的非利士人中娶妻呢？参孙对他父亲说，愿你给我娶那妻子，因为我喜悦她。
I've seen it a million times and too many times in my own life.
我这件事，我看见了许许多多的次。
Summarized in the last verses,of verse, the last words of verse 3.
在第三节的最后一个词来给我们来概括了。
She looks good to me.
因为她，我喜悦她。
She looks good to me.
她对我来讲看起来很让人喜悦。
Another translation, she pleases me well.
另外一个翻译就是说，他来让我来喜悦。
That's how it happens.
事情就这样发生。
When will we ever learn the truth of Romans chapter 7 verse 18?
我们什么时候才能学到罗马书第七章第八节那里讲到的这个真理？
I know that nothing good dwells in me, that is in my flesh.
我知道在我的里面没有良善。
For years I quoted that as a doctrine.
很多年以来我一直把这当作一个教条来讲。
I said, nothing good dwells in me, in my flesh.
我总是在那里说在我的里面没有良善。
And I believe that was true.
我也相信这是真的。
But God didn't write that as a doctrine.
但是神并不是把这件事写下来作为一个教条而已。
It doesn't begin with that. It begins with the words, I know.
这不是开始的时候他是讲到我知道。
It's a revelation.
这是一个启示。
Not a creed.
不是一个教义。
It was a big turning point in my life when God introduced me to me.
当我看到神把我自己来介绍给我自己的时候，就是我一生的改变转机。
I'll tell you what happened to Samson.
我要跟你们讲参孙他什么事情发生。
She looks good to me. The problem was Samson.
他说我喜悦他，这里面的问题其实是参孙的问题。
She looks good to me. I want what I want.I don't care anymore what the Lord wants.
他说我喜悦他，我愿意得到我想得到的，我才不管主要我怎样。
Doesn't matter if it looks good to him. As long as it looks good to me.
只要我喜悦的, 不管他主是不是喜悦,
if I were drowning,
如果, and, 如果我要快淹死了,
and I called out, help, help, save me.
我在那里呼求, 救我, 救我,
and you came running to save me.
你跑过来救我,
what would you be saving me from?
你救我是脱离什么呢?
You might think, I'm saving you from drowning.
你也许会想,我是救你不要淹死。
That's true, but not quite true.
也是对的,但并不完全对。
You're saving me from water.
你实际上是救我脱离水。
It's true that the results are drowning.
当然,这个结果,结局也是被淹死。
Some people think, I need deliverance from hell.
有人觉得他们需要被从地狱里面来救赎出来。
Not really. Hell is the result.
其实不是这样的, 因为这个地狱只是一个结局。
I need deliverance from sin.
因为我们是要被从罪里面来拯救。
Thou shalt call his name Jesus, he will save his people from their sin.
因为你们要称他为耶稣, 因为他要把他的百姓从罪恶里面拯救出来。
The moment he said, she looks good to me.
在那一刻, 当他说到, 我喜悦他的时候,
is the moment that Samson needed salvation from Samson.
就是当参孙要从他参孙那里被拯救的时刻。
You know, at the end of the book of Judges, over and over we read these words.
当我们来到士师记的末了, 我们一再读到这样的话。
Judges 17 and verse 6. In those days, there was no king in Israel, and every man did what was right in his own eyes.
士师记17章第6节, 那是以色列人, 以色列中没有王, 个人任意而行。
Chapter 21 and verse 5.
21章第5节,
in those days, there was no king in Israel. Everyone did what was right in his own eyes.
那个时候,以色列人中没有王,个人任意而行。
That's the exact Hebrew expression that's used in chapter 14 and verse 3.
那就是希伯来文里面来讲的一个,就是这样的一个意思。
She looks good to me.
她,我喜悦她。
Did what was good in their own eyes. It looks good to me.
在他自己的眼里, 他觉得他看起来不错。
As we go through the Samson story, I will be emphasizing the great patience of the Lord.
当我们来一步一步看参孙的故事, 我们来就能看到我们主他的忍耐。
God didn't stop blessing Samson when he took his eyes off the Lord.
当他把他的眼目从主那里挪去的时候, 主并没有把他的祝福完全的挪去。
As God, God is writing a Bible.
神在那里写圣经。
And as he tells the Samson story, he's telling it in a way that we can see spiritual truth.
当他在那里写参孙的故事的时候, 他用这样的一个方式, 让我们在那里可以看到属灵的真理。
It's not an accident that his first conflict was with a roaring lion.
这里他第一个的一个冲突是一个与狮子的争斗,并不是一个偶然。
He doesn't know the enemy he's fighting.
他并不认识他要来征战的仇敌。
He makes a game out of it.
他在那里好像一个游戏。
It's a riddle to him.
对他来说只是一个谜语。
Let me read the verses. Judges 14, verses 5 and 6.
我们来看第5、第6节。
Samson went down to Timnah with his father and mother, came as far as the vineyards of Timnah.
参孙跟他父母下亭拿去, 到了亭拿的葡萄园。
And behold, a young lion came roaring toward him, and the Spirit of the Lord came upon him mightily, so that he tore him as one tears a young goat. though he had nothing in his hand.
竟有一只扫状狮子向他吼叫，耶和华的灵大大感动参孙，他虽然手无器械，却将狮子撕裂，如同撕裂山羊羔一样。
This is the Samson story. She looks good to me.
这就是参孙的故事，他说我喜悦他。
He never got her as a wife. I mean, they got married, but they never came together.
他其实并没有把她来娶为妻，当然他们结婚了，但是他们从来也没有在一起。
Next time we see Samson in chapter 16:1.
然后我们就看到在16章第一节的时候，
Samson went to Gaza and saw a harlot there and went to her.
参孙到了加萨，在那里看见一个妓女，就与她亲近。
First he wants a heathen wife.
他首先他愿意的一个妻子。
And then he gets a harlot.
然后他与一个妓女在一起。
In chapter 14, in the first 20 verses, 5 times we read, he went down, 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 down.
在14章前20节里面，我们看一再的讲到他下到。
And he ends up with Delilah.
然后他就和大利拉在一起。
You know the story, chapter 16, verse 4.
然后你就到了第16章第4节，你就记得那个故事。
Came about that he loved a woman in the valley of Sorek, whose name was Delilah.
后来参孙在索列谷喜爱一个妇人，名叫大利拉。This
time, it's not a wife.
这个时候不是一个妻子。It's
not a harlot.
也不是一个妓女。It's
a mistress. He just moves in with her.
就是他的一个情妇，他就和他住在一起。Here
is where his flesh completely moves in with Delilah.
这就是他的肉体完全的来与大利拉联合在一起。The
outward manifestation of his Nazarite vow is about to be destroyed.
他外在的要做拿西尔人的这个誓言就完全的被弃绝了，毁坏了。When
Samson was born, his mother named him Samson.
当他出生的时候，他的母亲给他起名叫参孙。Judges
chapter 13, verse 24.
在士师记13章24节那里。The
woman gave birth to a son and named him Samson.
后来妇人生了一个儿子，给他起名叫参孙。Samson
means little son.
参孙是讲到小儿子。Not,
it's S-U-N.
小太阳。
It means little son.
讲到小太阳。
Now why did she name her son little son?
她为什么要给他起名小太阳?
The rising of the sun announces a new day.
太阳升起就带来了新的一天。
For 4 decades, God's people had been oppressed by the Philistines.
40年以来，神的百姓一直被腓力士人来欺压。
They were looking for a new day.
他们在那里寻找一个新的一天。And
Manoah and his wife, when they heard the message of a miracle son, they just named him the little son.
当马诺亚和他的妻子来听到有这样一个奇迹的一个儿子，他们就给他起名叫小太阳。But
as we read the record, that little son didn't rise very brightly.
但是当我们读这个记载，我们看见那个小太阳并没有这样明亮的升起来。It's
interesting that the Hebrew word for night,
很有意思的就是在希伯来文里面这个夜晚这个词,
the consonants in that word are L-Y-L-H.
它里面的这个辅音是L-Y-L-H.
And the consonants in the word Delilah are L-Y-L-H.
在大利拉这个名字里面的这个辅音也是同样LYLH。
Could there be a more tragic picture than the little son on the lap of a woman of the night?
你讲到一个小太阳在一个黑暗的妇人的她的膝头，你看有没有比这个更 悲惨的一个故事。
Now we'll come back to this, but I want you to see the whole picture.
我们会回到这里，但是我们要让你看见一个整个的一个图画。
What follows? His hair is cut. His eyes are gouged out.
当他的头发被剃掉，然后他的眼睛被剜出来。
He becomes a grinder at the mill. They mock him.
他在那里推磨，别人就在那里嘲笑他。
Dagon, the god of the Philistines, is given credit for victory over Jehovah.
大滚，这个非利士人就把这个把这个胜利的来归于这个大滚，而不是耶和华。
Samson desperately needs to be saved from Samson.
参孙是一定要必须要被从参孙里面来救出来。
The story doesn't end there. Let me just sort of wrap it up and give you the full picture.
这个故事并没有在那里结束，我们来总结束以前讲这个完全的这个图画。
Only two times in the record does Samson cry out to the Lord.
在记载里面，参孙只有两次呼求神。
One is in chapter 15:8. I won't read that now, but I'll return to that in another connection.
一处是15:8，我现在不读，但是我们讲到这个地方的时候，我们再回来。
And the other is right here in chapter 16:28.
在16:28，让我们看到这一点。
Samson called to the Lord and said, O Lord God, please remember me. Please strengthen me just this time, O God, that I may be at once avenged of the Philistines for my two eyes.
参孙求告耶和华说，主耶和华呀，求你眷念我，神啊，求你赐我这一次的力量，使我在非利士人身上报那剜我双眼的仇。
And here in the temple of Dagon,
我们看见在大滚的庙里
，this weird monstrosity of a god，
这一个很奇怪的一个很丑陋的一个偶像
，with the face of a man and the body of a pig，
他有一个人的脸，却是一个猪的身体。
This is the idol that one day fell on its face before the ark of God。
这就是那个偶像，他有一天他在这个神的约柜面前，他脸朝下的扑倒。
The enemy is celebrating victory over the God of Israel.
这个仇敌他们在庆祝，他们好像胜过了神的以色列的神。
It was in this place where Samson, broken, blind, humiliated.
在这个场合，我们看见参孙他被破碎，被来羞辱。
We read one of the most precious words in the story of Samson.
我们就看见参孙一个很珍宝贵的一节圣经。
His hair began to grow.
他的头发又长出来了。
Samson never cut his hair.
参孙并没有来剃他自己的头。
He allowed the world to cut his hair.
他让这个世界来把他的头剃掉。
And they can cut it all the way to the scalp, but they can't get the root.
他们可以来把它剃光到头皮，但是却不能把它连根的拔去。
And Satan can bruise the heel, but he can't get to the head.
我们看见撒旦可以来伤他的脚跟，但是他不能碰他的头。
And Samson cries out to the Lord, Lord, just this once.
参孙在那里呼求神说，神啊，就这一次。
The Lord's answer is so encouraging.
我们神他的答应是这样的，让我们来鼓舞。
Let me tell it in my own words, a conversation between the Lord and Samson's heart.
我用我自己的话来跟你们讲主和参孙的这样一个对话。
Samson prays, Lord, I've disgraced you. I have not been a heart Nazarite.
参孙说，主啊，我羞辱了你的名，我不是一个真心的拿细耳人。
Lord, can you use me one more time?
主，你还可不可以再用我一次？
And the Lord says, yes, but you need to understand the heart Nazarite.
主说可以，但是你必须明白什么是真心的拿细耳人。
You have broken every principle of the heart Nazarite that was ever laid down.
你把我所列出来的拿细耳人的条例，你全部给破坏了。
You forsook the joy of the Lord and you got drunk on the world's joy. You thought you'd have pleasure.
你放弃了神的喜悦，你让世界的喜悦来充满你，你觉得你得到了喜乐。
You have run from true life and you've been eating honey out of the carcass of a dead lion.
你是从真的生命那里来逃离，你来从一个死的狮子里面来尝它的蜂蜜。
You've allowed the world to cut off a living connection with the head.
你让这个世界把你与这个头的一个活的一个连接来剃掉了。
It was all a game to you, Samson.
都是你的错。
You thought it wouldn't apply to you. You could handle it.
你觉得这些对你不适用，你可以来处理它们。
Over and over again, I rescued you by my spirit. You didn't deserve to be rescued.
我一次一次的用我的灵来拯救你，你并不配这些的拯救。
And now you cry to me because you want to become a heart Nazarite.
但是现在你呼求我，因为你要成为一个真心的拿细耳人。
I've always planned to use you, Samson, but here's what must happen.
参孙，我一直想使用你，但是现在你必须要做这件事情。
For you to become a heart Nazarite, you have to die.
你要做真心的拿细耳人，你必须要死。
And your final act of faith, it's no more Samson.
你最后的一个信心的行为就是说不再有参孙了。
Samson will be out of the picture. Are you willing to die?
参孙就不再出现在这个图画里面，你愿不愿意这样去死？
How wonderful are the first words of chapter 16 and verse 30.
在16章30节第一个词是多么的奇妙。
And Samson said, let me die with the Philistines.
参孙说我情愿与非利士人同死。
That's not suicide.
这并
That's surrender.
这不是自杀而是降服。
This is God's story of Samson's life.
这是神跟我们讲的参孙的故事。
Now, of course, I'm going to revisit all of this in more detail. What does it mean that you have to die?
但是我们将来会回到这里来看这个意思是什么，说你必须要死。
We were born to be lifelong heart Nazarites to the Lord.
我们从一出生，我们就要做一生的来真心的拿细耳人，归向主。
And we might have started off well, like Samson started off well.
我们也许我们的起头像参孙一样还不错。
But perhaps somewhere along the way, she looks good to me.
但也许在中间有一段，我们说我喜悦她。
And you live a life for yourself and go down, down, down.
你活一个为着你自己而活的生命，你在那里下到那，一直往下走。
Until one day you cry out, Lord, once more, deliver me.
直到有一天你向神呼求说，主啊，最后一次你来拯救我。
You see, there can't be two lives.
你看，不能有两个不同的生命。
It can't be your life and his life.
不可能有你的生命和他的生命。
Let me give an illustration. We'll close with this.
我再举个例子，我们就结束。
I have heard so many messages and read so many books about God's part, man's part.
我听了很多的信息，也看了很多的书，讲到神的一部分和人的一部分。
What is my part in all of this?
我在这一切里面，我得的是什么呢？
And then I thought, well, I'm weak, I'm helpless. I don't know if I can even do my part.
后来我就想，我很软弱，我没有好像 帮不了忙，我自己甚至都做不了什么。
So maybe my part is 5% and God has 95%. Let him do most of it and whatever part I'll try to do 5%.
也许我只能来贡献 5% 的力量，让神做 95% 的事情。
Brothers and sisters in Christ, you do have a part.
在主里的弟兄姊妹们，你们确实有你们的部分。
And it's not 5%.
不是 5%。
You have to do 100% of your part.
你要100%的尽你所创造。
Picture walking down a path in the woods.
你想象你在树林里面，你走一条路。
And you come to a crossroad.
你好像走到一条岔路。
The name of one path is my life.
那条一条岔路上面说我的生命。
The name of the other path is his life.
另一条路的名字叫做他的生命。
You got to make a choice.
你必须要做出一个选择。
You got to choose one or the other.
你必须在两者之间做一个选择。
It's not a 5% choice. It's a 100% choice. I choose him.
不是5%的选择，而是100%的选择，我选择他。
The best thing Samson ever did was die.
参孙做的最好的一件事情就是向己死。
I ask at the beginning of this precious conference.
我在这个宝贵的特会以前，我问过。
Is there anybody here who can identify with the Samson story?
有没有在这里有谁能够觉得你可以与这个参孙的故事来认可的？
Young or old, man or woman, boy or girl.
无论你们是年老的、年轻的、男的、女的，或者说是少年或者少女。
You started off well.
起初的时候都很好。
You were determined, I'm going to be all for the Lord.
你做了一个决定，你说我要为了主。
And it started so gradual, you took your eyes off the Lord, this looks good to me.
但是一点一点的，你把你的眼目从主那里挪去，你说我喜悦这件事情。
Now, Samson's the extreme case, God takes it all the way, but it applies to everybody.
参孙是一个极端的例子，但是神让我们看见这样对于我们每个人都是适用的。
You've looked to the natural vine and thought you could get some kind of joy out of your own decision.
你看见这个酒，你觉得你自己做一个决定能得到一些喜乐。
You found yourself more and more as you were separated from his life, being contaminated with sin and corruption.
当你越来越远离他的时候，你就发现你自己被罪更多的来污染。
And your association with Delilah, you've allowed the world to cut your hair.
因为你和大利拉联合，你让这个世界来剃掉你的头发。
You might think it's too late; it's all over for me now.
你也许会觉得太晚了，对我来说已经太迟了。
Don't go there. The message of Judges is the message of hope.
不要往那里去，因为士师记的信息是一个盼望，有盼望的信息。
Samson at the end cried out.
参孙在最后他呼求。
What he experienced literally, we experience in principle.
他在那里在字面上所经历到的，就是我们在原则上也要经历的。
At this moment,You can be everything God's ever intended you to be.
在这一刻，你可以成为神所要你成为的。
Regardless of how ugly and repulsive your past may have been.
不论你过去的是多么丑恶和让人厌烦。
We want to be those who abide in the real, the true vine, our Lord Jesus.
我们愿意成为那个住在那个真的葡萄树的那些人，就是这个真的葡萄树，就是我们的主耶稣。
That's the overview of his life. Now, Lord willing, we'll go back and pick up the details.
这是我们讲到他的一生的一个大纲，我们如果主愿意的话，我们再详细的进到一部分。
Let's pray together.
我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for this Samson story.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你给我们讲参孙的故事。
And we pray that you would speak hope into our lives this weekend.
我们祈求你在这个周末向我们的里面讲盼望的话。
Thank you that even at the end, when we mess up, you said we could start over.
我们感谢你，因为我们到了尽头，我们完全做错的时候，你还说我们可以重新开始。
Thank you that you will accomplish your purpose this weekend.
我们谢谢你，因为你这个周末你要来完成你的旨意。
We claim it in Jesus' name.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen. Amen.